Welcome back to season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, Jean Tien. This season, we explore the concept of truth. Each one of my guests have been handpicked by me for their powerful and inspiring stories of how they've been able to remove the social conditioning behind success and start to truly live that authentic, successful lifestyle. I hope that their stories will inspire you to start to do the same and find what success truly means to you. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic with me, your host, Jean Tien, and welcome to another week where we are going to debunk another myth of what it means to be successful, or at least another myth of success. And so today I wanted to focus on this theory or this concept or maybe this belief that success is an outside job. And there's so many different components to this. And you've heard me kind of touch upon some of them. So for example, success is validated or measured through our material wealth or our material belongings. That's one area where often people look at it from a success perspective. But today I really wanted to focus on success as an outside job from the perspective that we are not able to succeed on our own, and that success is handed to us, or that success is dependent on individuals outside of us, meaning that we need others in order to be successful. So there's, again, I always like to validate the truths behind certain things, and then we kind of start to debunk the myths behind it. So here, I think that there's actually areas where from our physical realm, it may seem like success is only possible if we are being recognized for it, right? So for example, we have to be voted in order to be the president of the United States. And that may be successful for those who are the running candidates, right? And something that's at top of mind since we're coming into the electoral period, et cetera. So you can't become the elected official without the election, and then you can't be the elected official without the people who are electing. So I think from that perspective, there is a truth of that part where success is an outside job. The part that I want to talk about is that there's this belief, and I grew up with this belief, that in order to be successful, we have to be seen first by others. That's the key, by others. Where I think my point for this episode is that success is only possible, meaning we can only be seen by others, even in the cases of the elected officials, if we see ourselves first. And I'll put it in this way. And let's take the elected officials example, because that's really like coming in very strong for me right now. Is this elected officials example is that when you are running as a candidate for whatever position, there's an aspect of you that has to convince the voters that you are qualified for the position that you are running for. And oftentimes, what you'll see, right, especially if you pay attention to kind of the campaigns that are going on right now, is you will have the candidates that come in and they highlight all of the accomplishments that they have under their belt since whatever, since they started politics or since they started, you know, running for the campaign, whatever it is. And some of those accomplishments are easily measured. So they've been able to abolish this or abolish that or enact this or enact that, that have benefited the population or the constituents that they have served. If they didn't believe in what they were doing, though, if they couldn't see that those were accomplishments, they would have a very difficult time of remembering those events, those accomplishments, as accomplishments. So it's almost as if it's like the chicken and the egg situation. Do you have the accomplishments first before you believe in yourself as successful, or do you have to believe in yourself as successful and capable before you can have the accomplishments? For me, I think it's the latter, and this is the myth that I want to debunk. Your accomplishments and the recognition that you receive do not qualify you as successful. If you cannot see the success within yourselves first, you will not be able to achieve the accomplishments that you need for others to see you as successful as well. Because what we see of ourselves is what others see of us. Whether or not we realize it, it is the energy that we are putting out there. And it is so important for us to be able to believe in ourselves so much that we are capable of this success, that we are deserving of this success, that we are already successful, regardless of what we have done in this material world of ours, that we will then be able to go out with the confidence to share your story with your constituents, with the voters, with others, so that they believe in you too. Because if you were to go out there with a bunch of fluff, with a bunch of things that you didn't believe in, other people will pick up on that too. Now, for some of you who are my New York folks and Long Island folks, and or those who just really follow politics, you might think, well, you can have liars like DeSantis out there who literally convinced a ton of people out there that he was qualified. And what do you say for those? Well, the thing I say for those is it came from his beliefs. Lies or no lies, he believed in him so much, and the lies that he was telling himself so much that he was able to convince others of the same. That nobody around him or nobody listening to him even questioned. Now, I am not saying that you go out there and you like tell people a bunch of lies. What I am saying is, even the pathological liars can be convincing because they truly believe in the lies that they are telling themselves. And so, for success to really sink in, for the myth of success, that it is an outside job, that it is handed to us, that only happens when we can recognize the success within ourselves. Because no matter what happens, if we do not believe in the success within ourselves, whatever people hand to us, we will still never appreciate it as much as it should be appreciated. We will always question it with doubts in our mind. For example, oh, did I only get that position because there was no other running mate? Or did I only get that position because they felt pity on me? Or did I only get that vote because whatever, whatever? And the success that it should have been is downplayed and downplayed and downplayed. And we keep ourselves underneath this like little barrier that if you listen to the last episode, we can't get pass through our success barriers, your success barriers, my success barriers, because of the fact that we're constantly keeping us in this self-doubt because we don't recognize the success within ourselves. So anything that comes our way, we're going to negate it and pick at it until it's meaningless. And when it becomes like that, we will never be able to cross our, to break through your success barrier because you're constantly pulling it down back into that comfort zone of doubt, into that comfort zone of wishing for recognition. But even when you do get recognition, you still can't appreciate it because it's not within. So success is not an outside job. It is absolutely an inside job, and it has to start with us. And this society has done such a screw up job in terms of defining what success means to us or helping us be able to really feel the success or see the success within us, because we are being taught that success only happens in big, momentous situations. Well, let me tell you something. Those big momentous situations, if you don't believe you deserve them because you don't believe you're successful, then those will, the momentous occasions, as big as they are, they will never be as big as they should be. And it doesn't matter how many awards you get, it doesn't matter how much recognition you get, you will still question yourself. You will still feel like there's something missing, that you're not successful and you're not capable of doing more, because the validation will not come unless you can validate that within ourselves. And you start by understanding and appreciating that you're here listening to this, which means you have an inner wanting and inner desire of knowing more, right? And this in and of itself is already a success, because you are aware of your surroundings. You are aware of what it is that is maybe gnawing at you on the inside, and you are aware that you have the power to go and take it and bring it to that next step. This is success, my friends, because so many people sit there and they are complacent in their lives, accepting what they think they cannot change. But you are different, because if you are listening to this, you have acknowledged the power within you. You have a really strong yearning for even more success in your lives. And so, from that perspective, you have done something amazing. You are recognizing that you are stronger than the stories that other people are trying to feed to you, that you are not their stories, that you have your own story to find and to tell. And that is success. That's the start. And you just keep following it. You keep following and following the little crumbs that are being left for you to follow. But those little crumbs have to be left for you by your North Star, not by some random person. You got to know who's leaving those crumbs for you and what it is that you're reaching to. And if you don't know, go back to the last episode, because I talked a lot about that too. But even the breath that we take, that's success. The slowing down and smelling the roses, that's success. And as trite and as cliched as this sounds, it will change your life if you just start to follow the guidance. To follow your inner knowing, that your success doesn't have to look like everybody else's. And that's why you're here, to discover what it means for you. That's success. It's not the end of your success, it's just a part of it. There's no end to your success. There's no destination unless we're dead. All of this is a journey to that destination, but it's the process of living our life to the fullest that gives us the excitement, the joy, the fulfillment that comes with reaching what we believe to be the destination. And something so small and something so meaning, quote unquote, less, right, as taking that next step, as getting up even after the biggest heartbreak, as moving forward on the days that we feel most tired. Those are days that are successful. Our days of success doesn't always have to look pretty. It's not curated each and every day. And for somebody to post that on their website or on their social media is seriously doing you and everybody else a disservice. Allow for yourself to dictate what success means, and that comes from the inside. Success is not an outside job. It has to first start within. And then all the accolades, all the accomplishments, all the votes of confidence, all your votes will come in. Trust me. You don't have a reason to, but trust me, I'm here to tell you that that's what it is. And quite frankly, if it hasn't worked for you in terms of seeking validation on the outside, why not try something different this time? Start on the inside. And for those of you who are wondering why this thought just hit me, some of you may wonder, like, I don't really know how to. I don't really know how to recognize the success that I have. Well, I have something in my book called the Yay List, and that is a super powerful tool. I strongly encourage you guys and invite you guys to do it. For those who are wondering, like, where do you even start in recognizing the success from within? Start with that. My book is called Your Success Blueprint. The tool is in that book. I share with it. I use it on all of my clients. I use it for myself.